welcome to my podcast where I invite you to run with me after memories and shape them into stories. On this show, I'll also share samples of my writing and interesting moments from everyday life. I'm your host, Ruru Sig, and you're listening to my podcast, The Story Chaser. Welcome back, good folks. This is Season 3, Episode 2 of The Story Chaser. Tonight's episode is for Calvin. You bright light in dim times. You fantastic soul. You are someone to watch. You have been heard. And just keep doing what you're doing, buddy. Good stuff. So, sorry, I'm scrolling through my computer. Yes, I do write a script for the show. I don't always follow it completely. I follow it. Well, it's bullet points. Sometimes I fall off, like right now. So, hi, everyone. It has been a while, a long while. Damn it, so much. Ugh. So much time has gone by, and I just had to get that out as my acknowledgement for the long lapse between episodes. Tonight's episode is for those who have ever fallen off track creatively. I want you to know that I understand. I was on track. I was uploading weekly episodes. As a matter of fact, I did this for 20 plus weeks in a row. And then, bam, nothing. The last episode I did was on December 11th. I had the bare bones sketched out for a Christmas episode, which I didn't do. And then it was going to be a New Year's episode, which I didn't do. And then it was going to be a combination of Christmas and New Year's, and the weeks went by, and my pile of notes got dusty, and the episodes didn't happen. This last autumn, my life changed in a really big, sad way, and I'm grieving the loss of someone super important to me. Plus working a full-time job and normal life stuff, and I got burned out. Can you relate? I bet many of you are shaking your head yes. And dudes, I yearned to be back behind this microphone. But I didn't think I had anything to share, anything worth it to share. And I actually started auditioning for narrator jobs for other people's stories on this platform. And I was rejected from all of them. None of them wanted me to tell their stories. So not only could I not tell my own stories, but then they didn't even want me to tell other people's their stories. So no stories were being told. Things are things, though, right? As I say, things are things with my hands waving in the air. Oh, well. And in reality, I feel like this whole time I was standing still watching everything I want circle around me and not grabbing any of it. Like I said before, this is a journey. The Story Chaser podcast is not like others. I'm not talking to you from the successful top of a mountain, telling you how to change your life or how to be a millionaire. I don't say things like, you're going to have your dream job, home, and family if you listen to me. No disrespect to the influencers out there, because continue your journeys. I listen to all your shows. I love them. But this podcast is a shared journey. We're doing this one together, guys. You are with me as I write my first book. And setbacks, like the one I just described, is all part of it, right? So I'm speaking to you from relatable places. And right now, I'm in the middle of pulling myself out of a rut, okay? So how do I do that? This whole time, I have continued my morning pages, thank God. And remember, I spoke of that in my first episode, or at least early on. Morning pages is a subconscious rundown of 3 pages first thing in the morning, handwritten. And I've not broken my stride on this. I'm still listing my 3 good things, 1 great thing every day. So I'm still searching for the good and great. And I kind of surrendered. I thought, okay, so the show is only 22 episodes long. That's it. Fine. At least I tried. But I still had that electricity deep inside that wasn't done flickering. And I am not settled. And I know I have more. And I want so badly to tap into that energy. I couldn't remember how to find it. Until I started talking about this in my real life, because creatives are encouraged to find each other. And hey, what do you know? There were a couple of gals at my job who were feeling uninspired too. They have creative spirits and they've gone numb, and we decided to form a little group. We met for the first time on January 4th. I gathered a few books that have helped me tap into my creativity and pave the way for inspiring thoughts, a blank notebook, threw it into a bag, headed out to this meeting. I showed up, and like them, had no idea what to expect. I mean, we had no real plan. But what we did have was a shared desire. All of us want creativity to be more important in our daily lives. So we took turns speaking about art forms that we love. We talked about the past and how we nurtured our art so much more so when we were younger. The energy started picking up. And all of a sudden, I felt these words travel through me and stream out of my mouth straight to their hearts and minds. I said, feed your other life. And they started jotting it down, excited, saying things like, oh my God, that should be a t-shirt. This is like really cool advice. And, you know, kind of talking amongst themselves while I just sat there smiling silent. I mean, sure, I said it to the group, but I realized I was speaking to myself. I just need to feed my other life again. Honor the ideas that visit me while I'm at work. Tell those ideas how grateful I am that they did show up and that I will spend time developing them after work. I suddenly remembered my pocket notebook. And since that first meeting, I started carrying it again. This isn't just about writers. This isn't just advice for writers. Our ideas don't have to remain fantasies, guys. If something shoots light through you while you're at work or just in your daily life routine, make plans with it later and then honor the commitment. Do the research online. Sketch out a plan on paper. Make it happen. List the benefits. Feed your other life. All the members of Creative Group work in the food and beverage industry, so our creativity waits for us to get home and settled before we're able to pay attention to it. And one of the members, like, she wants to own her own bakery one day. So I told her, Google some real estate, find a location that is for sale, and go park your car in front of it, even though you don't own it yet. Imagine that it is your bakery. Write down all the things that you would change about it and what kind of treats you would create while inside of it. Another member, she wants to revive her transcription services. And I'm like, hi, you can transcribe my podcast. Since I need that done, name your price. Let's work something out. Get your equipment out. Let's do this. We started helping each other like that and believing again. And it was totally awesome. We have met twice already and plan to continue this every 2 weeks. And this was the inspiration I really needed. I love Creative Group. Since the meetups, I have gotten back to giving my story ideas a place to live right away in my notepad, in my phone audio notes, on bits of available paper, on my hand. I've written some. And if that negativity or self-doubt starts to creep in, as it's been known to do, I just say out loud, I'm not hearing you. I'm feeding my other life right now. And I know I make it sound all simple, right? I also know it isn't. Feeding my other life has never been easy, but it's always more fulfilling than the regret of ignoring my dreams. And that much I know. It will be my turn to host the next creative group, and I'm already planning a fun, inspiring agenda for the night. I'll update you on how it goes. For tonight's piece of writing shared, I have a list of life advice that has served me well. And these bits have places in my future book as essay breakers. Take it from me, Ruru Sig, 12 pieces of advice. Number one, don't live without God. It makes for a dark, lonely journey. Number two, make your bed every day. It's a good habit that inspires more good habits. Number three, live alone for some period of time in your life. You will learn everything that really matters. Number four, just because you burn something doesn't mean it goes away. The IRS will come for what you owe. Their hunt doesn't stop with a letter. Pay your taxes. Dudes, don't mess with the IRS. Number five, just because someone is sick doesn't mean they are automatically your patient. Think on that one in all relationships. Number six, don't take out your contact lenses and then go looking for your glasses. Lots of disasters happen when you're not prepared. Tuck those glasses on the collar of your shirt first. Number seven, be kind to all children, especially difficult ones, because life is a circle. Number eight, don't mistake knowledge for wisdom. Reading something is not the same as experiencing it. Number nine, always carve your initials into a fresh jar of peanut butter. It is fun. Number 10, everything that feels gigantic today will someday be just a memory. Number 11, chase your heroes and you will catch your dreams. Number 12, feed your other life. Well, this is as good a place as any to end this episode. My name is Ruru Sig, and I thank you for listening to The Story Chaser. Remember, there are stories everywhere. The key is to focus in on the little memories to find the bigger moments. My promise to you is that I'll keep chasing those stories. Be well, folks, and go ahead. Have a wonderful life.